Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes One Pod. I'm Chelsea, and today Haley is out of office, so you guys just have me today. But don't worry, I have recruited someone very special to me to do the pod with, my husband David. Say hello, David.
Hello.
Hello. We've already done an episode together, so if you guys haven't listened to that one already, go back and listen. But what's new, David? Tell the people what you've been up to.
Not much. Just working, trying to enjoy the winter when you let me go skiing.
Enjoying the winter in Africa, you mean? And...
Well, being home, yeah, the winter here.
No, I get it. But yeah, so we're just going to go over pop culture. David and I have no life updates to tell each other. We live together, obviously.
Well, what do you have?
I don't life have update. Anything. What happened this week?
No, I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't have anything interesting to report on. Do you have something interesting to report on?
Well, I had a work trip that got canceled last minute, so I get my weekend, so that's nice.
Yes, hallelujah. Good for me. Okay, well, can we just jump into pop culture?
Yeah.
Okay, David, I didn't ask him to, but he came prepared with a few things, so I'm gonna let you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
You don't want me to follow your lead?
I have things you can follow my lead with. I have an entire list of pop culture, but brought things to the table, so you go first.
Well, in big news, in UFC, Alex Pereira lost his title last weekend, which is kind of crazy. It went to decision. It was unanimous, so all the judges agreed that he lost, but it's just crazy because I think this is only his second loss, or maybe... I think, yeah, just his second loss at the UFC, his UFC record. And he fought some really big names. Like, he beat Israel Adesanya and Sean Strickland and Jamiel Hill. And so it's just crazy. He lost his belt, which is sad. I liked him.
How long do fighters usually hold on to their belt for? Like,
I think he's defended it... he might be one of the top guys to overall. I'd have to Google. I'm not sure, but he's defended it and won for a long time. And he's taken a lot of fights like last minute, which is pretty crazy too. Like, he always just maintains that high level of training, I guess. So there's that. That's big. And then it's actually a super good time for like comedy specials. Ari Shaffir just dropped a new special, America's Sweetheart. I think
who?
Ari Shaffir. We watched it. Well, I watched it. You watched part of it.
Who is that?
His last special was called The Jew.
The Jew. Okay.
Well, it was called Jew, and okay. It was like with all the candles, remember, on the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this one, it's okay. Like America's Sweetheart, but it's like a ton of plants. Like, he's all theatrical.
Yeah, his background is a ton of plants.
So
yeah, David loves a good comedy special, loves a good comedian.
Well, that was one.
Okay.
So then Andrew Schultz just dropped a new special called Life. And I actually really want to listen to it because I listened to him on a podcast earlier this week. And I guess he talks a lot about, like, he was having not fertilization, but like him and his wife were having a hard time. They were having a hard time getting pregnant.
Okay.
And so, but you know, I think he was alluding to in the podcast I listened to that it was his fault. And then he was like kind of happy that it was his fault because then he could like talk about it on stage and like, you know, cause he's not going to talk about it if it's his wife, but it's him. And so anyway, just what he was saying on the podcast was hilarious. So I want to watch that this weekend with you.
He's funny. We were just talking about how, when I was like in labor with Ivy, my youngest, David and I were watching Andrew Schultz on the laptop in the hospital room.
Yeah, because he like released it, but it was like an early release on like his own website. You could pay like, I don't know, $5 or something to watch it. And so we bought it and like literally watched it while you were in labor.
Yeah, so that's the memory tied to him.
Andrew Schultz. And then I guess there's a few other specials too, but like the last big name is Bert Kreischer. Just dropped a new special called Lucky. I like him. You don't like him.
Sometimes I think Bert Kreischer's funny. But I don't know. He's a little too crude for me.
He's actually the last stand-up comedian I saw for real, like in person. Remember Jared? Jared was like, hey, I got a ticket. You want to go see Bert Kreischer? It was like a Thursday night.
Yeah, Jared is my brother-in-law, David's little brother.
He was at Wise Guys, and so I met him up after work, and it was actually hilarious. So I wonder if this special is like what we saw at the club.
Yeah, he's a big name to be at Wise Guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said he was trying to check to see if he was actually funny. He's like, I go on tour and I sell at these arenas and like everyone laughs. He's like, but if I come to a club and tell these jokes and no one laughs, I know it's like I'm not funny.
Yeah.
So he was like checking it.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, I sometimes think he's funny. I don't know. I for sure like Tom Segura more than him.
Yeah, and that's the last show we went to, right?
Yeah.
Together. Anyway.
Yes. Okay. That's all you have for pop culture?
Well, on the same line, Shane Gillis is coming to Utah.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of people I work with, they're going, and I'm like so jealous.
Yeah, if anyone wants to sell us their Shane Gillis tickets, hit us up.
I know.
We want to go.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Are you ready
for
my list? Okay. So, for sure, we have to go over the Love is Blind finale and reunion. Haley and I heavily cover Love is Blind, and surprisingly, it's one of the few reality TV shows David will watch with me. So David is also up to date on all the Love is Blind.
Yes.
So spoiler alert, if you are living under a rock and you haven't already seen the finale of Love is Blind season 8.
Or the reunion or both.
Okay, yes. But just to do a quick overview of the finale, Taylor and Daniel were the only couple to get married. Okay, so everyone else said no at the altar. And I don't have like too much to say. I don't know. Were you surprised anyone said no? Like what were you surprised by? Or at all, if you were?
Well, there was the one couple, Joey. I thought
Joey and Monica.
I thought they were going to get married because I thought they were like, I didn't pick up on it when we were talking with our friends the other night. They were saying they were like brother and sister, like friend vibes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even see that. But then after they said it, I was like, oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I see it now. But
well, I mean, just to like, we'll just head into the reunion now with that thought. I mean, I think the main thing we learned from the reunion is that Joey has been the villain the whole entire season. We didn't even know it.
How is he the villain?
He was like reaching out to all the girls. Oh, yeah. And like, I feel like he just like gave Monica like just enough, like, oh, like he likes me, but like we won't say I love you to each other. And also he like won't give me any physical affection or, you know what I mean? But then he's like reaching out to all the girls.
Well, just and the one.
No, I think he reached out to more. Also, just learned on TikTok today that there's a rumor that Joey and Sarah are dating.
Which one's Sarah?
She's the one that married Ben. She's the one who was like upset that he didn't have the same views as her and she like couldn't get past it.
But she didn't marry Ben.
No.
She was dating Ben. She was really obsessed with like her political like beliefs was like the biggest like on certain issues. They obviously weren't aligned or he just didn't care. Mm-hmm. I think politics is like whatever to him, like he just doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And she obviously has really strong opinions and that was like really hard for her to handle.
Yeah, but did you hear what I said?
Yeah, so she's with Joey.
Yeah, the rumor going around is that she and Joey are dating now. Wow. Which is just crazy. I would not picture them together.
Maybe those political beliefs align and
perhaps
that's enough for her.
Yeah. I would assume so if they're dating. Why is the Love is Blind reunion like consistently so awkward? Like every single season, the Love is Blind reunion is so awkward.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's just a bunch of people who barely met each other, thought they were going to get married and then didn't talk to each other for a year. And then now they're like seeing each other for like maybe the first time.
It has to be Nick and Vanessa Lachey. Like they have to just be setting everything up to be like as awkward as humanly possible. Like it's just like the way that they do it. Like I'm sorry, like, we could have done without the live musical performance from, what was his name, Alex Warren.
That was weird.
That was so, it was so weird. And it was so uncalled for to, like, make them stand there and dance for, like, 2 minutes. That was so, so uncomfy to watch.
I thought the sock thing was funny, the sock bin.
Oh, yeah, the sock bin.
That they all had, like, socks and they, like, threw it in the bin. That was funny.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. Also, I don't know. I feel like they did a better job this reunion asking, like, more of the hard-hitting questions and kind of, like, okay, like, you felt this way, but, like, why did you feel this way? Like, trying to go, like, more in-depth with them. Like, usually they do a pretty bad job at that. I feel like they did better this time around. But, like, what were those five most memorable moments?
Well, two of those, them were in the top five.
Okay, but, like, say. I'm sorry. Like, no one cares about Garrett's glow-up. That was so dumb.
I don't even remember that.
Like, Garrett, remember Garrett and Taylor? I think they were on last season, but he, like, had long hair when he went to the reunion, and, like, that was, like, the number, like, three
with that one guy.
What?
Who was, like, if I, like, it gave, like, office vibes when he was, like, could I pick you up?
Oh, Shake.
And it was, like, office vibes when, like, Michael's, like, could we ride in a rowboat together or whatever?
Yeah, totally. Shake was horrible. I know, but there was just so many other moments. I do think...
Well, that was definitely should have been in the top five.
Yeah, I do think just saying, like, you're going to choke when you see what you missed out on is, like, a perfect top most five. Memorable moment. Like,
and then
that's
what was
great.
The first one that they showed of the five?
It was of Chelsea saying she looked like Megan Fox.
Yes.
That one's
good
also.
That was hilarious. So those two were good.
But when they said the top five most memorable moments, my brain immediately went to the first season where, I always butcher her name, Giannina or whatever her name is, when she ran out of her wedding crying. My mind went there, and they did show that. I think that was in, like, the top 15 moments or whatever. They showed that at the end, but I could not believe that they, like, put Garrett's glow up in there. Like, are we kidding?
That dude straight up asking if he could pick her up. That is number one. That is so funny and, like, defeats the whole purpose.
Shake is awkward. He's awful.
That was the best.
He's awful. But. So I'm just reading down my notes here. AD and Ollie got engaged, which is great for them, but is that not just, like, I thought that was kind of weird for them to show that. Like, is that not a spoiler for Perfect Match season 3? Like, I don't know. That just kind of, like,
I think they're the hosts.
No, they're not the hosts.
Are you sure? I think they're the hosts.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's what they were showing is that, like, they're the host and they got engaged and they're going to be co-hosting.
Really?
That was the vibe I got, but I don't know.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Stay tuned, I guess. I just felt like that was weird. I was like, are they, like, is that not a spoiler? I don't really know.
I think they're hosts. Pretty sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought the reunion was fine. The only other thing I have to say about it is I don't really understand why Madison is, like, still such a villain in everyone's eyes.
Which one's Madison?
Madison is the one that was dating Alex, but they, like, didn't make it out of the pods together. She's the one that brought the screenshots. And I'm sorry, like, those screenshots. Yeah. Screenshots were weak. Like, those were not good. But
I thought it was funny she, like, came prepared, though.
Sure, that's great.
Like, that was a funny moment that she, like, pulled them out.
They didn't hit the way I think she thought they would. But, and also, like, I just can't believe Meg is, like, offending Alex after everything that has come out about him. I just think that's crazy. And I just think Mason is kind of a loser. But anyway, I don't really think Madison is that big of a villain, but I don't know. She's really good friends with Molly. Molly's the redheaded gal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing them all over Instagram
together.
I watched
the season, but, like, I already forgive these people. I cannot remember last season, let alone season one. Like,
yeah, David has a hard time with names, too. So it's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to describe. Like,
no, I'm glad I'm in a profession where people wear their names on their, their clothes every day.
It is helpful, yeah. It's nice. Next on my list, so this came out yesterday. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives season 2 trailer dropped, and they announced that season 2 is going to be premiering on May 15th.
Oh.
So what are your thoughts on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I think it's fine. I think that it's, I don't know, it's whatever. It's entertaining just because it's Utah.
Yeah.
I think if it was like any other state, I wouldn't care to watch it at all, but it's kind of fun to be like, oh yeah, we've been to dinner there or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun to get some Utah recognition. Yeah. In the trailer. So it looks like Whitney and Jen are both still a part of the cast. There was like some speculation that they might not be. And I don't know, there was like speculation that Whitney was like suing Hulu and like this whole thing, but she's obviously there. And then also, this is not like new news. People have seen her filming around Utah, and it's not like a big surprise or secret. But obviously, Miranda McWhorter, I don't know if that's still her last name or not, but that was her married name. Anyway, she is joining the cast of season two, which is a big deal because she was one of the three couples to swing with Taylor, Frankie, Paul.
One of the swingers, but she wasn't on season one.
No, she wasn't on season one. She was approached to be on season one and declined. And then
she saw how good it was and was like, give me that money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give me that money for swinging around.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Exactly. But yeah, no, she'll be a part of season two, and that'll be fun. And I'm very excited. I love Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And you know what? I always think back to when Haley and I reviewed the first season, and like I was way too hard on them, like, because now like I love them all, like every single one of them. Dude, I love so
they're all a little wild though.
Yeah but like that makes good reality TV.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to not, you know,
that's true,
not have something entertaining to watch. Last on my list for pop culture, I don't know if like most people will really care about this, but I really care about this. I am an Adam Sandler fanatic. And David, I feel like for the past like 3 years, you've been coming to me and being like, Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out this day. Happy Gilmore 2 is coming out on this day, but it's like never true. It's always like a fan made
poster.
They just put out the actual date.
Netflix did.
Well, I don't know who put it out, but Chicks in the Office reported it. And if Chicks in the Office reports it, then it's real. It's factual. Happy Gilmore 2 is going to premiere July 25th of this year. So I'm so excited. And, there's some big names in this cast.
Eminem's in it.
I know. I was going to ask you if you knew that Eminem was in it.
Eminem's in it. Cause Adam Sandler, I think he was on Joe Rogan, right?
I don't
Forever
know.
Ago. Well, you sent it to me. You're like, look who's on Joe Rogan this week.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And it was Adam Sandler, and he talked about how he just like invited him to come out for like the day, and he said that they hung out and they like wrote a bunch of stuff together, and then they kind of just like freeballed a bunch of scenes. And he was like, he was hilarious, and it was like a great day, and they had just a great time, and then it made it to the movie.
That is so funny. Yeah, Eminem. Guess who else?
Well, is like the whole original cast in it, I'm assuming?
I don't know.
Because they're, what's that lady's name? She's like the mom in Modern Family.
Yeah, what is her name? Yeah, she plays Claire in Modern Family.
But she was like a lead. Wasn't she the girlfriend or whatever?
Yeah, she was his love interest in Happy Gilmore. What is her name? Anyway, I don't know if she'll be in it or not, but no. Big names that were not in the first one.
Okay, well, I don't know. Okay. I just knew Eminem.
Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Obviously, we're excited. Bad Bunny.
Okay.
And Ben Stiller.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah?
You
think Bad Bunny makes sense?
No. Well, no, but like either does Eminem. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Ben Stiller, that's crazy. Because when's the last comedy? Because now he's all on the Severance train.
Mm-hmm.
Which honestly, you should be talking about Severance.
Okay.
That is a good show.
I would be down to
all
talk
these
about.
Shows are like whatever. Severance is like.
I would be down to talk about Severance, but I don't think Haley watches. I don't know if she's got Apple TV. I think I've asked her. Anyway, if you watch Severance,
the best show,
hit me up. I want to talk about it. Is, by the way, this week on Severance, is it the season finale?
Wasn't it just season? I thought they were doing like 10 episodes, and wasn't it like 7 or 8?
Okay, so maybe not the finale. I thought I heard somewhere that it was the finale, but whatever. I love Severance. It has quite the chokehold on us, so.
Sorry, I'm like, I won't Google it. I was trying to Google it to see like how many episodes there were, but I think we looked it up before, and I think it was like 10, and I want to say we've only watched like 7 or 8. It's hard because we binge season 1, And then season two had like already started, and then we watched like the first two or three episodes of season two. Mm-hmm. I think season two is like, season one was a little bit more direct, and this one's a little bit more all over the place. Like they've had like,
I feel like this season is like more character development.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is the ending is going to be crazy. So,
yeah.
Because they do it right. They do it right on Severance.
I wonder how big of a gap there was, because we didn't watch season one. And then, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope it's not a big gap. Like, I hope it's not like a whole year.
Yeah, we just binge watched season one and then.
So good. The hardest part for me, which with watching Severance, was getting over the fact, what's the lead actor's name?
What is Adam Scott? Is that his name?
I have no idea. But he's in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I only see Ben.
You know what? I got over that quick because I remember the first episode. So, I'm not one to watch shows like Severance. Like, I really didn't want to start it with David. But I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. And after the first episode, I was like, okay, hooked. I'm completely hooked. But I had said to you, I was like, all I can see is Ben
yeah.
from Parks and Rec. But yeah. I got over that pretty quick.
I feel like sometimes I'll still be like, Ben, but yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I know. That's like the main thing he's known for, so.
Yeah.
Kind of hard, but anyway, that's all I have for pop culture, so are you ready to get into today's episode?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Okay, so today I am taking David to Girl University, okay? So.
Dude.
So we're doing the TikTok trend, if you've seen on TikTok. There's a trend where, and usually the girls are asking their boyfriends these questions. So I'm wondering if it'll like make a difference that you've literally been married to me for 10 years almost. You know what I mean?
Don't have TikTok.
But the trend is, it's like asking my boyfriend questions the only girls should know the answer to. My standards are set high for you because number one, like I said, we've been married for almost 10 years and you grew up with two sisters. Two older sisters.
A lot older than me, though.
Yes, but like I feel like you just pick up on, you know, girl things when you're
sure.
living with women. And then also, like, you are, how do I say this without boosting your ego? You are.
The worst thing. Chelsea loves to tear me down. Anything to build me up is not acceptable.
No. You pay attention. I feel like you pay better attention to things than like most men do. Okay.
Like how so?
I just feel like you pay attention. You listen, you pay attention. So anyway, I have high expectations for you.
Well, I have not seen this at all. So, cause don't have any social media.
Yeah.
So give me.
Good. Good.
Give me a little bit of a break.
Well, I feel like I tried to pick like hardish questions. But anyway. Let's just get the ball rolling. I have a good hefty list here for us. So, and the only rule is that you don't get any outs. Like you have to guess on every single answer. Okay.
Okay. Well, how many are there?
20.
Okay.
Okay. All right. First one. You're going to know this one. What is a water line? Starting out easy.
A water line?
Yeah. What's like a water line?
In reference to makeup or like actual water line?
What's a water line? Like what would a girl say is her water line?
Like her like eyeliner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a cattail or whatever you call it?
A cattail.
The things.
Yeah. A cat eye.
I won't say what's coming to my mind, but.
Okay. <I'll tell you later. laughs> I don't want to know. Anyway, yeah. So a water line is like right here.
Okay, like your eye.
So yeah, where you would put your eyeliner. Good job. I'm gonna put down how many points you get. So
that's points that counts.
Yeah, that counts. Okay, number two, what determines if you should wear gold or silver jewelry?
Just like the color of your clothes.
The color of your clothes?
Yeah.
You think it's the color of your clothes?
Well, gold or silver, like are we talking rose gold? Yellow gold.
Okay, rose
white gold.
Yeah, all the golds. What are we talking about, you know?
I just think it depends on what you're wearing because okay. It could clash.
Okay. It actually depends on like your skin tone. So if you have like a cooler skin tone and you're supposed to be wearing like cool tones,
so you
should wear silver.
You have a warm skin tone.
Actually,
you wear-
I don't know. Debatable. I really actually want to go do like my color analysis because I'm really interested. But I actually think
I wear a lot of gold.
I wear only gold, except my wedding ring is white gold. But
it's still gold.
Okay, but it's like silver. Anyway, I actually technically think I should be wearing silver. Anyway, that's a discussion for another day.
The earrings you're wearing right now is gold.
Yes, I know. I just said all my jewelry is gold. Like, it is. But anyway, yeah, it actually depends on your skin tone.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but that was a good guess.
I only have the only real, quote unquote, real ring that I have is the one my dad made me out of a silver 50 cent piece.
Yeah, out of like a silver, like a 50 cent coin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's like the only real piece of jewelry I guess I have.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is just rubber.
Yeah.
Silicone.
David did say he wants a chain. So a chain might be in his future.
I think I'm over that.
Oh, okay.
So don't buy that for Christmas.
Okay, all right.
I learned this last year when I came back and you had like, we like celebrated Christmas. Like you like got me all the Christmas gifts while I was gone. And then I came back and anything I had mentioned once was like purchased, and some of the things that I like mentioned did not remember. And anyway, they were awesome. You're a great gift giver, but I just throwing that out there, chain, take scratch. Scratch that one off the list.
That's because anytime David would say something that he was like he wanted, I would immediately go write it down in a note because I knew I had to buy Christmas for you. But it was funny because he came home from his deployment and he was opening up his Christmas gifts and he was like, a double waffle iron. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, baby, like you said you wanted that. And he's like, I did.
Literally had no idea. It was awesome and it makes great waffles. It's like, yeah, it makes, and it's super nice because when we do waffles with the girls, it's like it pumps them out so quick. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome.
But yeah, there were a few things like that. It was kind of funny.
That one was so random.
I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving. I enjoy it also.
It is awesome.
Okay, next question. What is an LBD?
I don't know. A straight up, like first thought, something with your period, but probably not. LBD.
Mm-hmm. LBD.
I don't know.
It's an acronym. Has to do with clothes.
I don't know. I don't have anything. I don't know. Nothing.
Come on.
That, like,
you got to guess. You got to guess.
That makes sense.
You're Mr. Acronym. Come on.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Come on. You have to guess. You get no outs.
LPD. I don't know. Low PD. I don't know. I don't have anything.
All right. It's a little black dress.
No, would not have guessed that.
I thought you might get that one.
No, I was like saying low.
Okay. 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 Next one. What is a tape in?
A tape in?
Mm-hmm. Oh
my gosh. I don't know.
Okay. You're doing worse than I expected.
A tape in?
Mm-hmm. Tape in. If I'm referring to a tape in, what am I referring to?
I don't know. I don't. The thing that's coming to my mind, I know, is like wrong.
What is it?
It's like instead of wearing like a push-up bra, girls like will tape in to like boost themselves up. Okay. Like that's what's coming to my mind. Is that not it?
No.
What's a tape in?
That's a good guess, though. Love it. No, a tape in is like a tape in extension.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a tape.
I would
of
think clip in over a tape in, but whatever.
I mean, that's a different kind of extension. Yeah, there's clip-ins, there's tape-ins. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Good guess. Good guess. Love it. Okay. What is the difference between bronzer and contour?
Well, bronzer, I know it's not a highlighter, but it like you put it on like your cheekbones to like highlight them, but you're not. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. And then what's the other one?
Bronzer and contour.
Contour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I right with that?
Well,
I don't know. You used to do makeup a lot. You don't really do makeup like you used to.
Yeah. Bronzer is definitely not used to highlight your face. But
you put bronzer on like your cheekbones.
No.
Well.
Like right here. Like below your cheekbone.
Below your cheekbones.
Yeah. In the hollows.
And then contour would be along your cheekbones.
No. So.
Well, I told you.
I get it.
I have low expectations.
No, my expectations are still high. Yeah, no. Contour is to like contour your face to give your face like shape. Yeah. And then bronzer is just to like bronze you up and make you look like more tan.
Oh.
Yeah. Good guess. Well, good guess.
Something with the face.
Yeah. Exactly. You know it's makeup. You
Half
know.
A point.
You know. Okay. What is a money piece?
Oh. I also won't say everything that's coming to mind right now on the money piece because, yes, you have money pieces. It's like the two pieces, I don't know, mm-hmm. your money pieces that come down in the front, and they're great if you want them, but if you don't want them, they're not good to have.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just saying, I don't know anyone who really wants money pieces right now.
A lot of people want money pieces.
Is there anyone who's like, always has money pieces?
Yeah.
Like who?
I don't know, but like, yes, like girls get money pieces. Mm.
Well, interesting choice.
Why? What's your problem with money pieces?
I don't know. It's whatever, I guess.
Like, what's the problem?
No problem.
Okay. Why is it an interesting choice?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's the second one you've gotten right. Good job.
I got a half point on some of those.
Which one did you get a half point
on? The contour. I knew it was something with your face.
Really? You think that one deserves
makeup,
a half point?
I knew it was makeup you and think, it was something with your face.
You think that one deserves a half point?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll give you the half point. What else?
No, I'll take those. That one. That was a half point at least.
Okay. Okay, David's at 2.5 points in case anyone's
tracking. Out of what?
I don't know. I'll let you know at the end, okay? Okay, what are the tampon sizes?
Oh, you know what? I just saw a funny clip that was talking about them.
Okay.
Isn't there, there's like normal.
Okay.
And then there's like, it's not like super. I don't know. You also don't use, you don't use tampons, so mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about these either.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
What is it? What's the biggest one? It's like super or something.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Because you are on the right path. I'll give you a half point for this one. I think this one deserves a half point. There's light, regular, super.
Yeah.
Super plus and ultra.
Yeah, ultra. Super plus was the one. It was like, anyway, it was like these two girls, they were talking about it and it was just funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, anyway, you did really well on that one. Most guys are just like small, medium, large, you know?
No, I knew it. Well, yeah, I couldn't remember because it was a joke. I think it was a couple female comedians. So I won't repeat what they were saying, but it was funny. I'll try to find it for you later. But anyway, yeah, they were talking about it. And anyway, I couldn't remember what it was called, but I knew that there were like names like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good job. You did good. Okay, what is an everything shower?
Well, initially I want to say like a hoe bath where like you don't actually shower and you just like perfume down because you're like in a rush.
Okay, that's a hoe bath.
Yeah, I know, but that's, I know that's wrong.
Is it really called hoe bath? Why is it called that?
I don't know, because like a one night stand and you're taking like a hoe bath on the way out. I don't know. It's a guess.
Are you kidding?
I have no idea. It just makes sense to me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay.
Wait, sorry. What was it?
What is an everything shower? You know this one.
An everything shower?
Yeah.
Just like where you like do it all. You wash your hair. You shave everywhere. You like scrub your face. You do all the things. When you have an everything shower, it's like an hour plus.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You get that. Self tanner, you're washing it off, you wash your hair, you're doing your hair mask, you're shaving, you're exfoliating, you're doing everything. You're dry brushing.
Takes forever.
Well,
I just fall asleep.
You're welcome. Yes, good job. Good job. I knew you knew that one, not the hoe bath.
Well, that I know. I knew that was wrong because it wasn't, but that's what came to mind.
Also, I think you are the only person I've ever heard use the term hoe bath.
No. Yeah. I've heard other people say it.
Who?
People.
Who have you heard?
I'm not going to name drop here, but people.
Okay. Okay, next one. What is a pap smear and what is its purpose?
It's when you go to your gyno and they like spread you open wide.
Okay.
And they check to make sure that, like, you're healthy.
Healthy with what? Like
your vagina?
Yes.
Like, your vagina health is good? I don't know.
It's to check for cervical cancer.
Okay, I figured.
They swab for cervical cancer cells.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I knew that one.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that one. Good job. Okay. Next one. What are flyaways?
Flyaways, just like when your eyelashes fall off.
Okay. No.
No? Am I at least somewhat close? A flyaway?
Flyaways? I have a lot of them right now. They're like your little hairs. Oh,
your
hairs.
Hair breaks off and you have like baby hairs.
Yes.
But that's baby
hair. David's telling everyone my hair is broken off. Amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Because you went from blonde, brown to blonde.
Okay. Yes. Yes. For anyone who doesn't know, I'm back blonde and it's a crisis. It's a journey. It's a journey for sure. But yes, so it's
not lashes, your actual hair.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I think like people would refer to them as like baby hairs too. You know what I mean?
That's how I've always heard them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nope, you didn't get that one. Okay.
Well, you literally always call them baby hairs. I know. Like, look at my baby hairs.
I know. But also known as flyaways. Okay. What is ELF and what does it stand for?
ELF, like the makeup? Mm-hmm. It's a makeup brand, so makeup I feel like brand. I automatically get that point.
Okay, you get a half point.
ELF.
Unless you can tell me what it stands for.
I don't know. ELF? Uh-huh. I don't know. Elegant. F. I don't know. ELF. Elegant.
Elegant.
I want to say lightweight, but that's...
What?
That's not it. Elegant. Lavish. I don't know.
Go on.
I don't know what the F would be.
Okay. Giving you a half point. It stands for eyes, lip, face.
Oh, wow.
Eyes, lip, face. Okay. Next one. And you know this one. What is the point of purple shampoo?
It's when you have like blonde hair or like dyed hair, I guess. And you do it every so often to like counter like what the dye wants to do naturally. In your hair. Right?
It's so complicated.
Yeah, that's what it does.
So it's for blondes.
Yeah.
And yes, so
that not
so
natty blondes.
Not natty blondes. They have the good life.
Yeah, because you dye your hair.
Yes.
And then it will turn yellow eventually. And then you put purple shampoo to help keep it from going yellow.
Yes, because yes, like you said, the purple will like counteract the yellow. Because if you look at the color wheel, yellow is opposite of purple.
Yeah, especially when you had like platinum hair.
Yes, exactly. Okay, giving you a point for that one. Let's see. David's at a whopping 6.5.
Well,
he's doing good. You're doing well. Okay, next. What is a diva cup?
A diva cup?
Diva cup.
Diva cup?
Yes.
Well, I want to say it's like a period cup.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you know that?
Because you told me about them once and I was like, no.
Oh, why no?
Because I guess it's not that much different than what you do, but it's still like, I don't know. It's gross.
It's scary to you. Why?
Well, I don't know.
We've been married for almost 10 years and periods are gross. Like, why?
Just the cup is, I don't know.
Okay.
It just doesn't seem as sanitary, which...
It's really sanitary. I mean, you have to like sterilize them and wash them.
Yeah,
but...
where I just feel like a pad's easier.
And they're usually like, I mean, okay, I think they're like silicone. I don't know. Anyway, they're like...
So what,
easy to clean.
Throw it in with the dishes and call it a day.
Like, I don't know.
With the cupcake silicone like thing next to it too. Like
whatever. You do you, ladies. I don't know. Okay. What is threading?
Is that like a, I want to say a weave, but that's not what everyone gets. It's when you thread like your extensions in with your normal hair.
No.
What does it say, the term again?
Threading.
I don't know. That's my best guess.
Like when you thread your eyebrows?
I don't know.
Get your brows threaded?
But no, I've guessed that.
Well, good. You know, I feel like that's a good guess. Okay. You're doing well. We're almost done-ish. About five, six more.
It is literally only like 8:40 and I'm like falling asleep. We're past my bedtime.
Yeah, David is a grandpa. Okay. Okay. If I'm referring to something as almond-shaped, coffin-shaped, stiletto-shaped, or oval, what am I referring to?
Eyes?
No.
Damn it. Oval-shaped?
Yeah. Oval-shaped, almond-shaped, coffin-shaped, stiletto-shaped.
Stiletto-shaped?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one that throws it off from, like, eyes. Lips?
I'm not. The lips are stiletto-shaped?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
The lips are coffin-shaped?
Yeah. I don't know.
Nails.
Oh.
They're nail shapes.
You couldn't have given me a hint, but, like...
No, I'm not giving you hints. Like, what? I'm not giving you the answers. Okay. What does it mean to beat your face?
To beat your face?
Yeah, like, what's a full beat?
A full beat? Like a full face of makeup?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Why?
Because, like, it's like, it's not beat face, but, or like, beat your face, but, like, it's like pound sand. I was thinking of, like push-ups or something, which obviously I knew it was not, but.
To beat your face is push-ups?
Yeah. Beat your face. Like, do so many, you're, like, beating your face. Anyway.
Such a man. Okay. What's an IUD?
I can't remember if that's, like, is that the shot that they put in your arm? IUD, is that where they, like, insert it into you?
Mm-hmm.
For what birth control?
It? Yeah, birth it's control. Birth control. It's a form of birth control. Good job.
Which is, like, what, 90% effective or 90? Like, you can still get pregnant with any birth control.
Yeah, any birth control.
But that doesn't F with your hormones.
An IUD?
Well, okay, obviously, yeah, it's birth control, so it does.
Yeah.
But it's, like, not as bad as the pill, right? Isn't the pill the worst? The worst of them all?
I think it's up for debate. I think different people respond differently to different types of birth control.
Because obviously they all mess with your hormones, hence you don't get pregnant.
Yeah. But. I mean, I've never had an IUD, so I can't speak on it, but
we have friends that have.
Yeah. I feel like most women try an IUD because it just is so convenient. You don't have to do anything about it. It's just there.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the thing in their arm?
It's like a, is it Nexplanon?
You can like feel it.
Is that what it's called?
It's like a tablet that they like insert into your arm.
It's like a little long.
Tablet.
Like rod. And they put it in your arm. Yeah.
You can like feel it. I can't remember. Someone was like showing me and like you could feel it. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. The only birth control I've ever tried is the pill. So.
That's not the only one.
Okay. My hell. Okay. Okay. What is dermaplaning?
Dermaplaning. Planing?
Yes.
Derma. So I'm thinking dermatology. So like skin.
Mm-hmm.
Dermaplaning. And anyone can do it? Not like an esthetician or something?
No, estheticians do it.
Is it like, well, it's not like microneedling?
No.
Dermaplaning. Am I on the right track or no?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Dermaplaning. I would just like, is it like a mask, skincare or something?
No. Dermaplaning is like, I mean, you can have it done or like you can add it to a facial, but it's where they take like the razor and they like shave off like.
That's a dumb name for it.
Why?
Just call it what it is. A face. You get a shaved.
That's what it is. It's taking off like the very like top layer of skin and like all your little peach fuzz and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, what is primer used for?
You prep your face. It's like a base layer.
Good.
Primer, just like what you prime the walls with when you paint.
Like, just like that.
Yeah, primer.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Okay, last one. You've done surprisingly well. I'll tell you your score at the end. Last one, what is Skims?
Oh, it's Kim Kardashian's brand. Mm-hmm. You know why I know that?
Why?
Because it's as little amount of clothing as possible and they charge you the most amount. It's like a teeny little like thong and it will be like $200 or something insane. Well,
that's not true. They have shapewear. They do have underwear. They What's have swimwear.
What's their cheapest thing that they sell? Like $60 is probably their cheapest item.
No. They have...
It's not reasonable price.
You're looking way too smug over there. It's... No, I think the quality of Skims is, like, worth the price. But no, they don't just sell like teeny little tiny thongs. Like they sell lots of different things.
Okay. Well, they yes, sell, it's her brand.
Yeah, it's her shapewear brand. Yeah. But yes. So, okay, good. I genuinely did not know if you would know that one or not. So
yeah, I know that one because I see you eyeing the Skim stuff and I'm like, just get whatever that is at like Target or something.
I be eyeing the Skim stuff. That is a fact. Okay, well, your total score is 11 and a half out of 20. Which I'm impressed by. I feel like that's really good. There's not an average. I don't know. But I feel like that's really good.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's more than half.
Yeah, I mean, it's a failing grade for like anything, but
I mean, I'm impressed. It's good. You passed. Okay, well, good job. That was fun.
Solid D+, D.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, well, thank you so much for going on my little girl quiz with me today. Yeah,
it was good. Yeah, I had no idea on some of those. I was like, geez.
No, it's good. You had good guesses. Very proud of you. I knew you would do pretty well. So anyway, that's it for our episode today. Thank you so much for being my co-host today.
Yes, of course. Haley, come back.
Yes, Haley will be back next week. Don't you all worry. But we're going to go ahead and sign off. If you're not already, go ahead and follow Haley and I on Instagram at twoblondes.onepod. You can also follow us on TikTok at twoblondes1pod. And don't forget to give us a rating and review on the podcast. That would really help us out. But thank you guys so much for listening. And Haley and I will be back next Thursday. Love you. Bye.